joining us. It's Wednesday, yet another episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm your host, Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. We're here in Studio D Chevalier, which is actually just a creative word for a friggin' room in my house. With me, as always, is Colin Burton of fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, everyone.
And special guest in studio. A couple weeks ago, we started a discussion of what sucked and what's not and why I'm right and why everybody else is wrong. It's Colin's brother again, Trevor Davis.
Glad to be here.
I'm sure you are. Now, like I said, we'd started a discussion a couple weeks ago. We were talking with my mom about 4th of July stuff, and we got off on a tangent about good things, bad things, people, things that people think are good that are bad, things that people think are bad that are good. I had mentioned that I liked The Burbs. Trevor actually backed me up on that.
Good movie.
And I know for a fact that Colin not only doesn't like The Burbs, but he loves to give me shit about saying, like, it's not even a valid movie.
No, I don't say it's not a valid movie. And actually, I do like bits of it, but it's probably different now.
Well, anyway, before we get too far into this, some people might even not know what The Burbs is. I mean, I know those sad, sorry people would have such a meaningless life at this point if they don't. But what The Burbs was, and I'll bet Tom Hanks, after having done, like, such high-end things like Christmas Shit Train Express and the Da Vinci Code, might not even admit that he was even in it. It's like,
yeah, that
I was not
buddies.
In Bosom Buddies, I was not in Dragnet, I was not in Turner and Hooch, and I was not in The Burbs, but he was. Years ago, late 80s, a movie called The Burbs, The Klopex, and it was just phenomenal. So if you haven't seen it, look it up. If you have seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that that was probably about 3 years ago I was teasing you about it.
He teases me incessantly, you know?
No, not incessantly.
I stop every once in a while. I'm fragile.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, and I was looking around online for movie scripts, just because I had some spare time, and I found scripts for Raising Arizona.
Great. That's a phenomenal film.
That is.
One
that
of
is
the
a
best
film.
All time.
And a few others that I can't think of offhand, but the one thing that I noticed is no matter where I went, there was no script for The Burbs.
And you know why that is? Is because it's a brilliant piece of filmmaking and a little bit of trivia that not too many people know. It was all ad-lib.
Was it really?
All, just a brilliant cast, all ad-lib.
So I'm thinking now if I were to look again, I could probably find a script, but at the time, no script.
No script.
So I would tease you and say it had no script. You took that as some sort of... Well, the movie tends to ramble a bit. It's not terribly focused, in my opinion.
It's awesomely focused.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It isn't.
Very good pacing.
It's easily. I mean, my favorite movie of all time. And you say it's bad? How could you...
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's not as good as you say it is.
But
it's
I'm
not
always...
the same as bad.
But no.
It's not the gold that you say.
So what is your favorite movie of all time?
I'm curious about this.
I mean, okay. You can usually... Because I can nail it down. I've got top 10, but you have to be able to nail it down. It's like, what's your favorite song of all time? Most people say, oh, I like so many. Suck it up and deal. Name one. Be a man. Step up.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is Youngblood by the Coasters, 1957.
Aha, uh-huh, take on me.
Take on me.
I don't really have any one favorite song. I like pretty much everything by the Talking Heads, so I'd say...
Well, I mean, no. We're not asking about your favorite song.
Well,
we're asking
you
about
were
your
at movie. First.
No. We're asking about your favorite movie.
No, I don't have a favorite movie.
You liar.
No, I don't.
You are a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Cop-out.
Yeah, total cop-out.
I'm not a liar.
You have to have... You can have a group of movies that are your favorites, but out of that, one has to rise above the rest.
Now, if I'd have known this question was coming, I'd have had time to think about it a little bit and work it out.
That's why I didn't tell
you. Yeah, don't you suck. No, I've easily... You've never seen my DVD collection, but Trevor has.
I have seen your DVD collection.
It's been a little while
since I've been over to your humble abode, but even then, you had a large DVD collection. I know that you spend frivolously and you buy DVDs all the time.
Yeah, instead of, playing hockey or something like that costs money, I choose to buy DVDs.
Goalies don't pay, man.
Yeah, they don't. I've made the money back for my equipment on free ice, so... It's free.
But anyway, your spending habits aside, I know you have a large DVD collection. You're big on movies. But one movie has to rise above the rest.
It really doesn't. It's just down to my mood, what I feel like watching.
Oh, so you're saying that if you're feeling melancholy, maybe it's...
I don't know if maybe, I ever feel...
Maybe it's like Terms of Endearment.
No.
Or if you're feeling frisky, it's One Crazy Summer, which is a phenomenal movie, by
the way. You've never seen One Crazy Summer?
Oh, no, I've seen it. I'm pretty sure it played at the theater when I was working there, but I don't have that on DVD. No. I can't have everything. I just have a lot.
I thought that was your goal.
Yeah. No, just to have everything that I enjoy.
Okay.
So.
But you enjoy that movie.
Right.
If not,
I will say, okay, I'll say that one movie that I've seen several times and wouldn't mind seeing again several more times would be Equilibrium. I really like that.
What the hell's that?
See, you probably would enjoy it.
Right. See, asshole, you're just not on my level, all right? I know all this stuff, all right? You're an asshole. Okay, so this movie Equilibrium, what year was it? Since I am unfamiliar with it, what year did it come out?
Well, I don't keep track of details like that. I am horrible for those kinds of details.
It's probably around the time the original Matrix came out, because there were a lot of comparisons between the two.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I would think offhand 2000, around there.
Yeah, okay. So it's not really old then.
No.
I should probably be familiar with it, but I'm not. Who starred in it?
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale, the new Batman.
I am Batman.
Before he was the new Batman.
Okay. And, not ringing a bell.
I didn't say you'd recognize it. You asked what I liked.
Yeah, well.
Maybe someone out there listening has heard of it.
So you say it's kind of like The Matrix?
No.
It got compared to it because of the action sequences. I honestly didn't care for it. The premise to the movie is kind of silly. It's Dystopia, which is very popular in the science fiction, about a future where people are suppressing their emotions with a drug and they have no emotion, and yet they get upset quite often.
They're not doing it by choice. They're doing it because the state is ordering it. The big brother figure has, I guess they're calling him father.
Yeah, it was like father. Yeah. And
And then they have a group of people called the Grammaton Clerics.
Who can dodge bullets because they
use this gun-fu type stuff. It's an action film, a sci-fi film, and a fun film. I really like it. So.
The action sequences are amazing, but the premise of the movie, it's very silly because...
Right, but we covered this, I think.
Whereas
what,
the premise of The Burbs is...
Is awesome.
Is perfect.
We covered this, though, like in episode one or two of the big pod, of the awesome cast here, that you are... a sci-fi kid. You're kind of a sci-fi geek. So sci-fi, as
well,
a genre,
limited to sci-fi.
But appreciate the genre of sci-fi way more than I would. Because
Mom did make you that Captain Kirk little original Star Trek shirt. I've seen pictures of you in it.
But you know what? Mom for that.
Oh, no. You begged for it. And you wore it everywhere, according to her.
So sci-fi is a genre, whereas I will completely ignore it. You would delve into it head first.
It depends. There's some stuff in sci-fi I don't care for.
Like what?
That remake of, what was it?
I don't know.
Anyway, there's stuff. Trust me.
There's stuff that I don't like about it. I can't think of any of it right now, but when I do, you'll be the first to know.
Right.
But what's your favorite movie of all time? And I'm sure you'll step up to the plate and one will rise above the rest and you'll show Colin what it takes to have a favorite movie.
Right. Let me think real fast.
He borrows about half of what I own.
That doesn't mean that I don't have a favorite movie.
Like you couldn't have seen this one coming?
Little Shop of Horrors.
The remake.
The remake that had Rick Moranis. And I love that movie.
Steve Martin played the dentist.
The dentist.
And...
that movie is awesome.
You like that pretty well, huh?
Well, I haven't seen it for about...
So, because that would have been out when you were a pretty small child.
Yeah, and my mom got it for me on VHS, and I watched it all the time. I enjoyed it, and I still love it.
So are you saying that's your favorite movie because of the memories it generates, or maybe
because
it was a happy time in your life?
Probably because of the memories. If you give me a moment, I can probably think one that I like better, because I'm remembering The Adventures of Baron Munchausen and stuff, but I can come up with one because I'm not a big girl like Colin. So
one
big super solid number one. So while he's doing his thinking, we're going to go back to you. Say, genre comedy.
Okay.
What movie jumps out, stands out above the rest for you?
Comedy.
Yeah, the ones that make you laugh.
Right. Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein is a phenomenal film. Done in 1974, yet done in black and white and film noir. It's just as old as I am, and I love it. That's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
I have to agree. That's a phenomenal movie. Not the best comedy of all time.
Well, no, but
it's what
movie. Immediately jumped to mind when I was thinking of comedies that I really enjoy. That
now, see, obviously, I do appreciate
it
long
even.
After its release because I was born in the year it was released. But, I think that's kind of a universal thing. I don't see how anybody could not like Marty Feldman.
Yeah, he's awesome. Was awesome.
Yeah.
Normal. Abby Normal. I'm almost sure that was the name. I enjoy a lot of different... I actually enjoy a lot of old movies. I find that the bulk of what William Powell did, even excluding the Thin Man movies, he did a lot of brilliant comedies. I mean, and this we're talking about the 30s and the 40s.
Right.
Hollywood's golden age. There were really a lot of great films being turned out. Casablanca, a lot of people, a lot of very pretentious people say, oh, Casablanca's great. Well, Casablanca is a phenomenal movie. And if you can take away all of the hype, it's still a classic of film, and it would probably sell out theaters today. I mean, it would compete with Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Which I recently saw.
How was it?
I have to say, it wasn't that it disappointed me. It just wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
Right.
I think this was a sad case of they were able to pull all the very, very funny parts and make the trailer or the commercial for the movie about or using the very, very funny parts, and the rest of it was kind of slow.
It's funny you mention a Jack Black movie, because that immediately brought to mind, have you ever seen the movie Envy?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That one looked like it would have been funny, should have been funny. It even had, what's his name? More cowbells. What's his name?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken was in this movie. You would expect it to be a good movie.
Well, Christopher Walken doesn't usually lend his acting talents to crap.
No,
well,
Joe Dirt.
Didn't see Joe Dirt.
Oh, don't.
Well, anyway, don't bother seeing Envy either. That was a horrible, horrible movie.
As I remember it, Envy was hyping it up one year, and then they just put it off for like 2 years, and then it just appeared and was released at the theaters with them saying nothing else about it. So I think that there was probably a lot of changes made.
So go ahead and step up. Let's hear your answer now. Come on.
Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension is holy my crap. All-time
You're kidding
favorite
me, right?
movie.
That was one of the worst chunks of shit I ever had to sit through. And
I love that
God.
Movie. I love that movie.
What about
and
it?
And
what
once again, you're wrong.
It's no, a, it's no, a really no,
good
no, movie. No, no, no,
it's a very
no, no,
good
no.
movie.
It's a horrible movie, but I will at least humor you and let you tell me what you think is good about it.
It's just, it's great. Everything about it. It's funny. The acting in parts is certainly atrocious, but you're completely wandering away.
Yeah, he's going to get a drink. But go ahead and keep talking, because he'll hear it later.
Well, it's funny. It has John Lithgow.
All the different
Johns. Yeah, all the different Johns. John Big Booty. It's funny.
Yo-Yo
Dine. Laugh a while you can, the monkey boy. That's funny. That's funny. It's good, and it's
All very valid points, I'm sure. While I was supposed to be humoring him and letting him explain the movie to me, I left the room and got water. That's kind of how I was taught to debate. Just ignore people.
Oh, my.
So, we've covered goofy sci-fi with you, Colin. We've covered comedy, the ones that make you laugh. And
goofy sci-fi, that'd be like Spaceballs.
No, that would be comedy.
That's comedy.
I'm just calling the sci-fi genre in general.
The entire thing goofy.
Yes, the entire thing just like, what were you thinking?
Right.
Essentially, what sci-fi convention is just a bunch of fat people dressed up as orcs.
I never went. I went to one convention one time.
But why is it? But why is it that the only people that want to dress up are the people that can't fit in the costumes? They're all the fat comic book guy, and they all have to dress up as the superheroes.
Now,
what's going on?
Where are you getting this information from? Have you been to a convention?
No, I'm just looking at
you're just basing it off
of
stereotypes.
Pictures online. Stereotypes.
Well, you know what?
Stereotypes exist for a reason. All right.
And the pictures that make it online are the ones that really look bad. I've seen some people that look good in their costumes. It's not everybody. That's
look, not everybody can be Justin Carmichael's wife. Okay, I mean, one or two people that enjoy sci-fi might look good. The balance of the sci-fi people, not very attractive.
Oh my lord.
Getting off tangent, Matt, did you, because I just found out, do you know how Justin met his wife?
No, keeping in mind he's probably listening to this.
She was a nun.
No.
She was a
nun.
Me.
He told me, and I laughed heartily because he tried to gloss over it. He's like, oh yeah, we were role-playing, live action. And so they were LARPing. They were doing the mock combat and stuff, and it was the Vampire the Masquerade.
See, but I think that's important for you to find somebody that shares your interests.
Oh, certainly.
That's
hilarious.
And, I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever met a couple more compatible than them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Vampire the Masquerade is just hilarious.
I have no idea what the crap they're talking about. And so what we're going to move on to is the genre of movies drama.
Drama.
The ones that make you both laugh and cry.
I'm not really that big on the dramas.
Have you seen any dramas that you enjoy?
Well, yeah, I think so. I'm
Saving
Private Ryan, I enjoyed that. Would you consider that a drama?
Yeah,
Historical action drama, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And the funny thing is, haven't seen it.
You haven't? No. I haven't seen Casablanca.
Really?
Really?
Oh, I've got it. You'll have to borrow it.
Well, I
because
he won't watch it.
I'll add it to the other one that I borrowed.
Yeah, that's right. Because he doesn't want to actually watch movies with me, but he'll take what I own.
And I'll loan you what I own.
And it works out. Did you bring Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No.
Awesome.
No, I didn't.
Awesome.
I forgot you wanted that. So
yeah, well, my wife wants it.
You.
I want it too, but my wife's been bugging me for it. So. Yeah.
So I thought you didn't like that when you first saw it.
Oh, no, no. I love it.
Oh, maybe it was Justin.
Everybody loves Meat Rod.
Justin Carmichael didn't like it.
Justin, how could he not like it?
Well, I think originally he didn't like it. I think he might have come around to it, but then again, I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's hilarious.
It's very funny.
But how could you not like Mr. Show?
How could I? I think I've covered this. Mr. Show, chunk of crap.
It is not a
Mr. Show, giant chunk of shit.
No.
Shit.
It's good fun.
Emphasis on the shit.
No.
But we're not talking about me and my not liking Mr. Show. We covered that already.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go ahead and
get to
you for drama. What's your favorite drama?
Drama. You know, I think that's a great question. I think my favorite drama might be Manhattan Melodrama, which was a Clark Gable, William Powell, Myrna Loy film. It was done
Never
in the 40s.
Heard of it.
And really, I mean, for the most part, you can watch these old movies, and they're a lot of comedy.
Right.
Old movies.
People needed to laugh back then.
The comedies were usually well done, but the drama was usually just goofy, hokey, crappy.
Right.
This movie kind of stands out. I mean, Casablanca probably, I could say that as well. For a favorite drama movie, Casablanca would fit that bill. But Manhattan Melodrama seems to take it to another level. I mean, you'd have to see the movie, but in the movie, William Powell and Clark Gable are childhood friends. One grows up to be the DA. The other grows up to be a criminal. They're,
right.
they're friends, but they're on the opposite sides of the law, blah, blah, blah. But he ends up having to send him to the chair.
Johnny Dangerously.
Well, yes. And it may well be the actual inspiration
influence for
Johnny Dangerously, but it's not a comedy at all, and
right.
it actually will bring you to tears. And it's so phenomenally well done. I would challenge you to watch it. Watch the last scene of the movie and not cry.
Well, I might be able to do that because I'm pretty hard-hearted.
So. Yes, that's right.
It's very cold inside my chest.
That's right. You have no emotions.
That's right. So do you have that?
I do, yeah. Certainly,
really?
I've got that. I could you borrow that as well.
If I ever feel like crying, I'll certainly...
Call up, have a good cry.
Yeah. Okay, what about you?
Trevor being a young male in today's world is probably thinking, you fags, you cry? No way. I play lacrosse. I hit people with sticks. I do not cry.
I make people cry.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
I know you do.
But anyway, yeah, so drama. I mean, I know you're probably not big on drama. And
No, I am. A good drama, but I can't say that I like it because it's far too popular. And I refuse to go with... I refuse to go with the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Garden State. Garden State's very, very good.
You know, I did not watch that. My wife watched it and said it was the strangest chunk of crap she's
Garden
ever
State.
Sat
I think
through.
I watched that.
Garden
I
State. It is. It's very
but
good.
But I would think that that's probably way more targeted to your generation.
Oh, certainly it is.
People
but I can't say that that's my favorite drama. I don't know. Would 12 Angry Men count?
Or 12 Angry Men, I believe, would count as a drama. That's an old film. And,
oh, yeah. It's very good. And
definitely on the side of drama.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with 12 Angry Men.
I've never seen it. I haven't even heard of it.
I have heard of it, have not watched it all the way through. So
it's good. It's about a jury going to hear a case, and basically everything takes place in the jury room, and they're arguing about it. And it's one guy against the other 11, and he's slowly turning him around, and there's one guy who's just freaking out that this is happening. It's very good. I think Robot Chicken made fun of it, where the guy got all to change of mind. They were using the little Fisher-Price little people, you know,
right.
Yeah.
Because I had the McDonald's playset, I think, when I was a kid.
Right. Those little guys, and he got it turned around, but it turns out that he actually was the killer, and it was very, very funny.
So basically, you're giving away the end of the movie here by saying
what?
That...
No,
he's
Chicken.
Giving away the end of Robot
Chicken. Yeah, I know, Robot Chicken,
version,
but he's saying they turned it around, and he was the killer, where... So now
I don't think that's... I don't think that's the premise of the actual film.
Yeah, it's the premise.
Yeah.
Okay.
What other genre of movies are there?
Horror.
Thriller?
Horror, yeah. Now, this is probably one where you've got a lot up on me, because I stopped watching horror movies... really a long time ago.
Yeah, probably in the 80s. Huh?
Yeah, I was going to say in the 80s.
I mean, I used
really
to watch, I've seen all of the Nightmare on Elm Street, and I've seen all of the Friday the 13th up to a point. I mean, anytime you have a movie like Friday the 13th that has the same title as a Muppet movie, when they both take Manhattan, I'll stop watching.
Well, I have to say that even when I was very young, I didn't find those movies the least bit scary. They were actually very funny.
And, you know, and the thing is, I'll watch those movies now, certainly. And outside of that one scene, I think, in the first Nightmare on Elm Street, where the chick in the body bag and he's having the hallucination inside the school, which still kind of freaks me out, they're not scary at all. Trevor is right. Well, they're very funny, and you can just laugh at the not so special effects and the premise and I'm your girlfriend or boyfriend now, Nancy, and shit like that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. I'm remembering I must have been like 8 or something, and I saw one of the Friday the 13th, and it was just outrageously funny. That's probably
as it went on, they interjected more humor into him, I believe.
It was still a pretty early one. The scene that just cracked me up was it was two co-ed, I don't know, at the camp, Crystal Lake or whatever, and they were in a sleeping bag and they were getting it on. No, that's Friday the 13th, isn't it, with Jason?
Yeah, Camp Crystal Lake. Yeah.
I'm thinking Freddy.
And,
no, Freddy's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right.
Well, there's these two kids. I think it's two kids. They're getting it on in the sleeping bag, and the way he decides to kill them is just pick up the sleeping bag and start hitting it in the tree. That's hilarious.
You know what that is? That's Deacon Jones from back in the 70s. You just sacking a quarterback, like putting the whole team in a bag, just beating on it with a baseball
and
bat.
And that was also not none of those movies. I think that was, I remember
the
poster.
No, I'm telling you, it was.
I think it was like, not Prophecy. Not,
regardless, that show, yeah. That is a tremendous display of strength.
Yes.
Right.
But anyway, what we're talking about is our favorites, not the ones that completely suck at this point.
Which
and,
was all of those, the Leprechauns, Hellraiser.
But I think if you really want to see I haven't seen it in a long, long time, but a good horror thriller type movie that doesn't really go overboard on the gore or the special effects is a movie called Lady in White.
I have it on DVD.
Yeah. Lady in White is very well done. It's a ghost story where the ghost comes back to out her killer. She's a young girl who was killed by a guy. And very well done. Very spooky without being over the top, gory.
Right.
No real special effects to speak of, you know. This was really before the days of CG. I mean, completely CG movies. I would recommend Lady in White to anybody who wants a good, well-done thriller.
I'm going to hop on the back of that and say that The Devil's Backbone is a very, very good movie.
One I've seen.
Now, I was going to mention Devil's Backbone because that was also probably out of all of the horror movies that I have, that's one that will give me chills watching it. It's actually...
Oh, it's pretty spooky.
It's Spanish. It's subtitled.
All these scares have an accent, man.
No, so it's subtitled.
Does it have the chupacabra in it?
No.
Oh, man, because if it got the chupacabra...
But,
They're like, hey,
but I remembered you before saying that you felt that Devil's Backbone was overrated and you didn't like it as much after you saw it.
I think he was mistaken.
Yeah, it wasn't mistaken. I felt that you certainly talked it up more than it deserved, but it was a pretty spooky movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Colin has a tendency to do that, though.
Yeah.
He talks so much. Sometimes we can't get him to shut up at work. It's like, Colin, shut up.
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't you put your headphones on, listen to music or something? Come on.
Yeah.
And for the two or three people that actually know Colin, they know I'm kidding.
They're laughing.
Right. Yeah. So that joke is lost on the masses. Shut up, Derek.
A movie I would not recommend, a horror movie, is the new Hills Have Eyes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
You didn't like it?
Well, to me, the remakes of all these, the Texas Chainsaw Massacres and all this, they're pointless. It's just trying to cash in. It's double dipping.
A lot of times I'm finding these remakes are really only, especially like Amityville Horror.
Right.
What is the point of remaking Amityville Horror if not to take advantage of today's CG special effects? That's the only thing I can think of, is that they want to do something spookier and more CG than they could do back in the 70s. There's really no point in remaking these films.
They fail at making it spookier. It's just, it's hokey. And The Hills Have Eyes, my main problem is, it's like a movie of what not to do in any given situation.
Actually, I'll tell you what movie you should completely avoid, and a perfect example of how not to make a horror film is Ghost Ship. Ship was the worst horror, worst movie ever made. I mean,
disagree.
I'll debate this with anybody. I mean, even Hell Comes to Frogtown or anything Piper starred in. Ship. Outside of that first scene where everybody gets cut in half, which is horror movie gold, how can you take that scene and then say, okay, we're done, let's just kind of half-ass the rest, and yeah, we're done. Horrible. Just the worst movie ever.
Honestly,
made.
I never saw it.
And you're a better man for it.
I saw half of it, and
I mean, even that Harrison Ford piece of crap, What Lies Beneath, was better than Ghost Ship.
I thought you were going to say Hollywood Detective.
No, that might have been better than Ghost Ship. I didn't see that, but I did see What Lies Beneath. And
What
Lies Beneath was a good horror movie to a point. I mean, it was the end. The end where she comes out of the car. I mean, pretty
you're
spooky.
Just ruining it for everybody.
Pretty spooky.
if they haven't seen it yet, then they.
If you haven't seen it yet, you're screwed. But I mean, really, I thought the premise was good. I just couldn't see Harrison Ford as the bad guy.
He's too Indiana Jones.
He is, but the premise was good. It was not the best movie I've ever seen. It was relatively predictable. I mean, horror movies as a genre are pretty predictable. And that, you know, that's why the movie's scary movie and right. not another teen movie exists, is because the genres are predictable. And this one was another of the predictable variety, but it was still scary. I mean, I knew when he flipped her over in the bathtub, saw the thing, she was going to flip back over and right. look dead. It was, you know, okay, not a surprise. Still pretty good effect, you know, mm-hmm. on the side of, oh, crap, you know, the, you jump.
What was
But
the,
not a bad movie.
The movie with Robert De Niro and that Dakota Fanning child. Oh,
that
Fanning.
Yeah. What is that? Is she?
I don't know.
She had the imaginary friend. I didn't see the movie.
Yeah,
but I saw the preview.
Well,
so
okay,
was,
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I'm going to ruin this movie for you. Because
that's fine.
It's so
his wife
awful.
Died. And
yeah. Well,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I believe you. I thought we went and saw it. Maybe
I
not.
Doubt.
But it's Robert De Niro and Dakota Fanning, and I'm blanking on the name. But the whole premise is this little girl has, you know, an imaginary friend or something. And,
the imaginary friend is not imaginary, and it's very volatile or something.
Well,
like that.
Well. What's happening is the father's like a psychiatrist. His wife had died. They move out to, I don't know, somewhere in Maine or some shitty place like that. And, Maine sucks. It's the deep south of the far north. It sucks. And so,
I'll bet a lot of Mainers would have some problems with that.
They're not going to leave their lobsters. They're not going to come and get me. Anyway, they can't
and
sail
And I'm sure
here.
We got no Mainers listening. So.
Well, the whole thing is that these people, bad things start happening, and I believe Robert De Niro, the father, thinks that it's the girl doing it, and it's her little imaginary friend. Long story short, it's the father doing all of this. He has split personalities
really?
Because his wife was cheating on him, and he killed her, and it caused him to...
The commercials led you to believe that he was the victim.
Yeah, no, well, that's what the movie tried to do.
Really cool.
Failed.
Now I really want to see the movie, but I can't
because it's all
been ruined.
Yeah, it has.
But you know what? You're going to freak out.
Am I?
I just thought of a sci-fi movie that I liked.
Alien?
No.
You don't like Alien?
That was a chunk of crap.
Oh, my.
Sigourney Weaver's got no boobs. Anyway.
You don't need boobs
you don't,
to fight
yeah,
if you're going to run around in your underwear, you do. But no, Signs.
Signs was the biggest piece of shit in the
world. No.
Oh, my God.
Swing away, Meryl. Swing away.
I want to walk through this movie and just point out some of the problems with it. These
please
aliens.
Do, please do.
No. Aliens. Yeah. They've mastered intergalactic travel.
Yeah, but yet they can't figure out how to get out of somebody's closet.
They can't figure out, which was awesome. They can't figure out how to get through a wooden door.
Right.
And they're running around naked. Constantly, alien nudists have invaded Earth. But that's not even the stupid thing.
Swing away,
the
Meryl.
The stupidest thing is that these aliens are horribly allergic to water. It burns them, and they come to Earth. Water's pretty common.
I guess that was an M. Night Shyamalan movie, so people.
M. Night Shyamalan
probably
has made two good movies, and the
would
rest
lump it into
crap.
The genre of thriller.
Okay,
but it was a sci-fi thriller.
Hold on, I want to find out. Okay, which two good movies do you feel?
Unbreakable. And The Sixth Sense.
See,
I think
a lot of people would argue with you about Unbreakable. So
I've never seen Unbreakable, but I did see The Sixth Sense.
Oh, go ahead.
Good. I'm going ahead.
Okay.
But I saw The Sixth Sense, obviously, I think probably the most overhyped movie of our generation.
It was still good.
Yeah, still pretty well done. I've been to Philadelphia, not a very pretty place, but the movie made me want to go.
See, that's just it. Traveling ruins your movie experience.
It does, because Philadelphia, you want to talk about the happiest place on Earth, Disney World? The unhappiest place on Earth, Philadelphia. The people are so goddamn rude. Just horribly rude.
More than New Yorkers?
Actually, New Yorkers were really generous and polite by comparison.
Shooting you the bird. I don't know. M. Night Shyamalan, he's just been, and he has that new movie coming out, Lady of the Lake?
Pond or something?
Looks like it might be okay, but, like, Unbreakable.
But if he has to make a friggin' cameo in it.
For me, Village
was so dumb. And if you've seen Scary Movie 4, they pound the Village.
Haven't seen it.
So funny.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was, I don't know if you like talking about movies or listening to us talk about movies, but that filled up the time real quick. We are out of time.
Wow.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, is Colin Burton of fizzleandpop.com. And our special guest in the studio today, talking about what movies we liked and what movies we didn't like, Trevor Davis, Colin's brother.
Yeah, Buckaroo Banzai still kicks ass.
And the Burbs has no script.
So thanks for listening. Tune in next Wednesday. We'll have more big-time podcasty goodness for you.
What happened to the awesome kid?
Awesome cast!
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll have more big time awesome casty goodness for you.